In terms of the reception of the Voyagers, it undoubtedly depends who and in what context you're thinking about it, but Cook did become famous at Banks even more so initially. He is the one who returned home and is associated with the discovery of the new flora and fauna that people hadn't seen before at all, coming from Australia and New Zealand, and the people of Tahiti and the South Seas. And Banks was the ethnologist, he was the botanist, he was the naturalist on the voyage. He was also a very wealthy individual, well connected, and it really made him very famous. And people were genuinely excited to find out about these exotic new places. In terms of how that was received, I'm sure there was a sense that, you know, this improves Britain's standing, it's a new opening for the empire to develop. I'm sure there was generally a sense that, you know, Britain was a premier nation and deserved to have this kind of foothold in the rest of the world, and to, you know, extend its power.